afternoon. Drug prohibition is based on lies and hypocrisy. From William Randolph Hearst's racist lies to Harry J. Anslinger's lies about the psychological effects of marijuana, from the lies used to pass the 1937 Marijuana Tax Act to the lies of the current drug czars, from the hypocrisy of Richard Nixon maintaining the criminalization of marijuana while abusing alcohol and amphetamines, to the hypocrisy of William J. Bennett condemning the immorality of pot smokers while gambling away $8 million in the past 10 years. The entire history of marijuana prohibition in particular and drug prohibition in general is based on lies and hypocrisy. But I'm here today to tell you that people are sick and tired of the lies and hypocrisy. They are sick and tired of politicians who lie to them about drugs, who lie to our children, who mislead people with half-truths, propaganda, and outright falsehoods. I'm here to tell you that people are tired of politicians lying about hemp. I'm here to tell you that people are tired of being denied the use of marijuana as a relief from their suffering. But most importantly, I'm here to tell you that people are sick and tired of the violent crime that plagues our streets and neighborhoods because of the failed policy known as the war on drugs.
Yes, sir.
I live in Northside, a beautiful urban neighborhood. We have a vibrant, diverse community. Many activists work hard to make Northside a better place to live. Just last week, almost 200 people turned out to help clean up litter as part of the Great American Cleanup. Other groups are working to clean up blighted and abandoned homes. But there is one form of blight that we cannot get rid of, and that is the murders, assaults, and robberies caused by the war on drugs. Drug dealers kill other drug dealers to seize their turf. Addicts mug people to get a few dollars for a rock of crack. Drug users rob homes and stores to support their habit. All of this death, violence, destruction, and crime occurs not because of drugs, but because of the war on drugs. The St. Valentine's Day massacre did not occur because of alcohol. It occurred because of the war on alcohol, known as prohibition. Alcohol prohibition never stopped anybody from drinking, but it did create Al Capone and organized crime. Similarly, drug prohibition never stopped anyone from taking drugs, but it did create Pablo Escobar, the Medellin cartel, and the crime we see in communities like my Northside. In fact, much of the violence and crime that afflicts the Queen City is caused by the war on drugs. I spoke with Sergeant Joe Priestley of the Cincinnati Police Department's homicide unit. I asked him what his gut feeling was on how many of the murders in Cincinnati last year were drug-related. His unhesitating reply, a majority of them. That means at least 33 Cincinnatians are dead, not because they used drugs, not because they sold drugs, but because of the war on drugs. This has got to stop. Individuals are responsible for their actions and the consequences of their actions. That is a basic tenet of libertarian philosophy. And we hold all individuals to this standard, whether they're Democrat, Republican, or Libertarian. Many politicians on both the left and the right talk about how American society is suffering because of a lack of accountability and personal responsibility. I agree. So let's apply those standards of accountability and personal responsibility to the politicians themselves. Let's start holding politicians accountable for the consequences of the war on drugs. For too long, politicians have lied to us about the dangers of drugs, and they have not been held accountable. For too long, politicians have vilified those who tried to start any discussion about alternatives to the war on drugs, and they have not been held accountable. For too long, the politicians have ignored the statistics produced by their own government agencies, which show just how big a failure their policies are, and they have not been held accountable. So the next time a politician tells you that the solution to our drug problem is more police or more money, let them know that one definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. The next time a politician tells you that the solution to our drug problem is more government surveillance and more loss of individual freedom, remind them that when they took office, they swore to uphold the Constitution, not to trample on it. And the next time a politician tells you that they have zero tolerance for drugs, ask them why they're supporting the violence that the war on drugs brings to our communities. A few politicians, such as former Governor of New Mexico Gary Johnson, understand the war on drugs is a futile effort. But for the most part, the people are far ahead of the politicians on this issue. In state after state, voters are either putting referendums for medical marijuana on the ballot or passing those referendums, much to the annoyance of the drug warriors in Washington. Eventually, the politicians will understand that being in favor of the war on drugs will not help them get elected. It will help them lose. But until that day comes, what can we do to help bring the war on drugs to an end? For one thing, we simply cannot wait for the Republicans and Democrats to change their minds. Too many people will die if we wait. That's because the Republican and Democratic politicians are addicted to something far more powerful than crack or speed. They're addicted to money. As one politician put it, the war on drugs isn't working, but it is eminently fundable. Every federal agency gets extra money earmarked in its budget to fight the war on drugs. The State Department, the military, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, even the Bureau of Land Management get tens of millions of dollars expressly to fight the war on drugs. The politicians are addicted to the money, and they don't want to give it up. So we can't look to the Republicans or the Democrats for leadership on this issue. Since its inception, the Libertarian Party has called for an end to the war on drugs. Indeed, our party platform states, drug prohibition is more dangerous than drugs themselves. So if you want to stop the violence caused by the war on drugs, support the party that has always supported individual liberty. Support the Libertarian Party. We're the party that says to the drug warriors, enough is enough. Thank you.